the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and this is the show where each week we talk about a different band, their influences, and who they influenced. This week is going to be a band that is a pretty personal band to me, a band that I love, one of my favorite bands, and a band that I discovered when I was like really young, like 10 or 11, and have been listening to ever since, and shaped a lot of things about me, I think, and that band is Blink 182. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Now, Blink 182 are another band out of the SoCal punk scene of the 1990s, and they actually formed in around San Diego in 1992 when Tom DeLonge, the band's guitarist and co-vocalist, wanted to start a band. And he was looking around his high school and wasn't really finding anybody to make a band with. And the story is when he was, I think, in his senior year before his senior year of high school, he got really drunk at a school basketball game and the school expelled him. So we had to move schools. But lucky for us, the new school he started at was where he met the sister of Mark Hoppus, who would eventually become the bass player in Blink 182. And Tom DeLonge actually started dating his sister. And then so they met through that, realized that they kind of aligned musically and really got along and hit it off. So they decided, whatever, man, like let's start this band. And so they started it along with their original drummer, Scott Rayner, who is just another guy that Tom went to high school with. And then the three-piece was formed. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, some influences of the early style of Blink 182 were the sort of bubblegum punk and like fast-paced California punk that was more poppy and melodic and had not necessarily lyrics about political unrest or anything, but more so lyrics that are just very personal and about, oh, woe is me, I'm growing up in this generation and I'm feeling out of touch. It was more lighthearted than hardcore punk. Not to say that Blink 182 weren't into hardcore punk, but definitely in their early work you can hear more influences from the lighter side of punk, with bands like the Ramones and Descendants being very pivotal to the band. So up next is I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones.
Control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh, no, oh, 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 oh. CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
That last song was Hope by Descendants. It's a song I've played before. It's a really good song. That first album I definitely recommend listening to, Milo Goes to College. But anyways, with those two sort of big influences on Blink-182, especially the Descendants, keep those in mind with these next tracks I play. You'll find some pretty strike similarities in just the chord progressions and the basic chords they use, as well as the tempo and the things they say in their lyrics. So just up first is Girl Next Door by Blink 182.
Just you. time. She drowned in the lake last night. They found a floating body, floating, but she still walks around, performing all her daily chores.
I never felt so alone again. girlfriend takes collect calls from the road. And it doesn't seem to matter that I'm lacking in the fold. She laughs at my dumb jokes when no one does. She brings me Mexican food from Sombrero just because. And when I feel like giving up, like my world is falling down,
this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Now, in those early days of Blink-182, they sort of kept building and gaining popularity within their own scene, and they got a record label, and that last song I played was Josie by Blink-182, and that was off, I guess technically their first major-ish label debut. I don't know if there was that big of a label at the time, but anyways, they were building this audience, and they were building a following. People really connected with their style of punk, and then also just how sort of funny they were and lively they were at their live shows. And so after their second album, Dude Ranch, they were going to sign with a different record label, an actual major record label. And when they did that, their sound sort of started to get more really highly produced, cleanly produced. And they started to sound a lot poppier and really sort of defined what the 90s pop punk sound was. So they were sounding poppier, sounding a lot cleaner. And their lyrics, although a lot of them still about pretty juvenile things like girls, relationships, whatever, there were a few songs that they started to make that were talking about darker things, more adult things, and they were sort of starting to grow up as a band. So this first song that I have for you is Don't Leave Me, off the band's third album, Enema of the State.
Last time, but a little worse, and she said that I'm not the one. Have you ever felt like you are walking on eggshells in your relationship Have you ever felt like you are being overshadowed by your partner and pushed off to the side? Or do you know anyone who has experienced this? These feelings are more common than you think. Women Aware is a Montreal-based organization looking to support anyone in a toxic relationship. If you have any questions about your relationship, call us at 514-489-1110.
We'll listen to your vent and we could talk through what's going on in your relationship. Walking on eggshells can look like keeping silent to keep the peace, worrying about your partner's reactions, constant stress around your partner, an emotional roller coaster, or emotional fatigue. These are all things you should be talking about with well-informed, supportive people who have your back. And that's what we do at Women Aware. We always prioritize your safety, and we can also direct you to resources.
Once again, that number is 514-489-1110.
We also offer group sessions and one-on-one peer support. Women Aware. By survivors, for survivors.
Yeah.
Now, those last two songs were Adam's song off of the band's third album, Enema of the State, and then Stay Together for the Kids off of the band's fourth album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is between their second album, Dude Ranch, and the third album, Enema of the State, the original drummer, Scott Rayner, was let go from the band, and Travis Barker replaced him, and he really elevated their sound and was very important for the iconic sound that they are now known for, as well as sort of just the iconic sound of a lot of pop punk groups from the 90s. But anyways, their sound would continue to develop, and they would continue to grow up, and the subjects of their songs and their sound would get more mature and darker and really become more serious. And specifically with their fifth album, it's called The Untitled Album. But a lot of the artists that the band liked, both Mark Hoppus and Tom DeLonge, that really influenced this fifth album, this darker, more mature sound, were The Cure and Fugazi. Mark Hoppus, his favorite band is The Cure. He really idolizes Robert Smith, and Tom DeLonge really loves Fugazi, as myself, but in an interview even, Tom DeLonge called Fugazi the Radiohead of punk rock. So coming up first is Suggestion by Fugazi.
Yeah. does nothing to deserve it. He looks at her cause he wants to observe it. We sit back like they taught us. We keep quiet like they taught us. He just wants, he wants to prove it. She does nothing to remove it. We don't want anyone to mind us. We play the roles that they assigned us. She does nothing to conceal it. He touches her cause he wants to feel it. We blame her for being there. We are all here. We are all guilty.
Now, those last two songs were Greed by Fugazi and The Love Cats by The Cure. Listen to the songs I'm about to play you off of Blink-182's fifth album, a very pivotal album for them, an album that saw a branch out into new sonic territory, and listen to the Fugazi songs, or listen to the Blink-182 songs, and think about the Fugazi songs and the Cure songs, and the type of lyrics in those songs, and also just the different sounds that were being made in those songs, and how it might have influenced these next Blink-182 tracks, which up first is I Miss You by Blink-182. We'll be right back. Now, Blink-182 were definitely incredibly influential for music and the music that would come in the early 2000s. After their untitled album in 2003, which is from the songs I just played, they broke up and they would eventually get back together, but their sound would kind of fall back into more easy listening pop, not super a lot of pushing the envelope forward or anything. But the bands that they influenced were some of the biggest bands in the world, bands like Fall Out Boy and Paramore, Panic at the Disco, but a bunch of Canadian artists as well, including Simple Plan, Sum 41, and even Avril Lavigne stating Blink-182 as a huge influence. So up first is Take Me Away by Avril Lavigne.
Just go away. What would you do if you knew?
that last song was Together by Avril Lavigne. Now, that concludes this week's show. Thank you for listening again. My name is Liam, and this has been Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. Make sure to tune in next week for next week's band. I won't reveal it right now. You'll just have to swing by and listen. So again, thank you. My name is Liam. I hope you enjoy the rest of whatever it is you do out there. Thank you.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Ryandale Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone.